Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tova, beautifully good. Strong to come right here, 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 after the Shabbat fulfilled here. We have the first day service. Left off at the fulfillment of the fourth Aliyah, so the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Right here, coming forward here, first day service here. We have this 14th sabbatical study. Wa era, and he who he be appeared, became visible, appeared. Very interesting revelation right here, especially in the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus, and from the Hebrew perspective, Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. Very interesting emphasis from a Hebrew perspective of the names, the Shemot, and also the revelation of the Hashem. So here, picking up right here, the Exodus, call this the Exodus tribe right here, second book of Moses, and we're going to pick up the fifth, sixth, and seventh. We also have today's the first day psalm here in the season, reason for the season. We have Psalm 47. 47, yes, 47, yes, I, your guiding star right here, Passover. Ah, come forward.
Your guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Wow.
sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Adonai.
Strong. Rastafari.
Strong.
Rastafari.
As children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Chamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat Wa Era. Sabbath and I appeared here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the book of the name, second book of Moshe, Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat Wa Era. Sabbath Waera. We saru hatfardaima mimeka u miabateka u me evadeka u me ameka rakabayora tia shaarna
shaarna
shaarna shaarna. And the frog shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. Only they shall remain in the river. W'saru hatzifarda'ima mimeka. And the frogs hatzifarda'im shall depart from thee, the eye. W'saru hatzifarda'im mimeka. O mi abate ka, and from the I houses, the I bait, the I houses. O mi abate ka, o me evade ka, and from thy servants. O me evade ka, and from thy people. O me ameka. They shall remain only. They shall remain in the river only. Rak bayora tia sha'arna. Rak bayora tia sha'arna. Only they shall remain in the river. They shall remain in the river only.
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 The contest of Paro Pharaoh, the third miracle, the second judgment, verse 6. And Aharon stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the forks came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moshe with Aharon and Aaron and said, entreat Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me and from me, my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moshe said to Pharaoh, glory over me, glory over I. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for Amica, thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and from thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our, I and I, Elohim. And the frog shall depart from thee, I, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from Amica, thy people. They shall remain in the river only. The fourth miracle, verse 12. And Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron, went out from Pharaoh. And Moshe cried, shouted out to Yahweh because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moshe. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps. And the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not to them as Yahweh has said. The contest with Pharaoh, the fifth miracle, the third judgment, verse 16. And Yahweh said to Moshe, say to Aharon, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim. And they did so. For Aharon stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast 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 and upon beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, then the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of Elohim, Etzaba Elohim, he. This is the finger of Elohim. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahweh had said. The contest with Pharaoh, the fifth demand, verse 20. And Yahweh said to Moshe, rise up early, Beboker, in the morning, and stand lifnei Pharaoh, lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say to him, thus like this saith Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I, else If thou wilt not let me, my people, go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, I, and upon thy servants, and upon Mekah, thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Hushen, Goshen, in which are me, my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that Ani Hoa in the midst of the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, hear for the sixth reading, sixth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath Wa'era, Sabbath and I appeared. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, here Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 19. For the Sheishi Aliyah, with Samtia, Fiduta Bein Ami, Uvein Ameka, Le Mahara Yihye Haot Hazeh, and I will put a division between my people and the I people. By tomorrow shall this sign be. With Samati Fiduta Ben Ami U Ben Ameka Le Mahara Yihye Haota Hazeh. And I will put a division with Samti Fidut between my people and thy, the I people, Ben Ami Uven Ameka. By tomorrow, Le Mahar Yihye. By tomorrow shall this sign, Haot, Hazeh, shall this sign be, Le Mahar Yihyeh Haot Hazeh, with Samti Fiduta Bein Ami Uvein Ameka, Le Mahar Yihyeh Haot Hazeh, 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 Hazeh. And I will put a division between Ami and Ameka, between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. The contest of Paro, the sixth miracle, the fourth judgment. And Yahweh did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the bait of Pharaoh, the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. The contest of Pharaoh, the first compromise refused Verse 25. And Pharaoh, Paro, called for Moshe and for Aharon, and said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohim, sacrifice to your God, your nature, your God, in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it is not right, it is not proper. Moses said, it is not meet to do so, for we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians. Sleeker. And Moses said, it is not meet. Let's go over this again. The contest with Paro, the first compromise refused, verse 25. And Paro called for Moshe and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohim in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it's not right so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, Yahweh Elohim, lo. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? And will they not stone us? Will they not stone I and I? We, I and I, will go 3 days' journey into the Midbar, the wilderness, and sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our Elohim, as he commanded us, I and I. The contest of Paro, Pharaoh, the second compromise, refused. Verse 28, and Paro, Pharaoh said, I will let you go that ye all may sacrifice to Yahuwah Elohim, to he who be, who he be, your Elohim, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Only ye all shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, the I, and I will entreat Yahweh, he who be, who he be, that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh, Paro, deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people Ha'am go to sacrifice to Yahweh, to he who be, who he be. The seventh miracle, verse 30. And Moshe went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, and Yahweh did according to the word of Moshe, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servant and from Amor, his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh, Paro, harden his heart at this time also. Neither would he let Ha'am, the people, go. Second book of Moshe, called Exodus chapter 9. The contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the sixth demand, the eighth miracle, the fifth judgment. Then Yahweh said to Moshe, go in to Pharaoh, and tell him thus, like this saith Yahweh Eloheha Ibri, thus saith he who be, who he be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, let me go, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For if thou refuse to let them go, and will hold them still, nay, behold, the hand of Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, the Yad of Yahweh is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, and Yahweh shall sever between the cattle of Yisrael and the cattle of Mitzrayim of Egypt, and there shall nothing, no thing die of all, that is, the children of Israel, the children, the sons of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, Lamor, saying, tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing on the morrow. And all the cattle of Egypt died. But the cattle of the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, died not one. And Paro, Pharaoh, sent, and he may, behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Paro, Pharaoh, was hardened, and he did not let Ha'am, the people, go. The contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the ninth miracle, the sixth judgment, verse 8. And Yahweh, he who be, said to Moshe and to Aharon, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moshe sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood lifnei paro before Pharaoh. And Moshe sprinkled it up towards Shemayim, the heaven, and it became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand lifnei Moshe, before Moses, because of the boils. For the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Paro, Pharaoh, and he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moshe. The contest with Paro, Pharaoh, the seventh demand, verse 13. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, rise up early, Bebokar, in the morning, and stand lifnei Paro, and say to him thus, like this saith Yahweh Elohei HaEbri, thus saith he who be, we be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people, Ami, go.
Shalach, shalach, shalach,
ani, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For I will at this time, at this hour, send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, Amika, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out Yadi, my hand, Ijay, that I may smite thee, I, and Amika, thy people, with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to shew in thee I my power, and that my name Shemi may be declared throughout all the earth.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema, hear, 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 Shema, Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shavii, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up, the seventh reading, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wa Era, Sabbath, and I appeared. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 17, here at verse 17 for the Shavii, the Shavii, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh offering up, going up, up offering, seventh reading for Shabbat, Shabbat Waera, Sabbath and I appeared. Odeka Misa Tolela Bi Ami Le Bilti Shalacham. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Odeka Misa tolela be'ami le'bilti yashalcham. As yet exaltest thou the I thyself against my people? Odeka misa tolela be'ami, that thou the I will not let them go? Le'bilti yashalcham. Levitia Shalcham. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Gibbet, and Kemet, since the day it was founded, even until now. Hini Mamatira Ka eita mahara barada kaveda meod asher lo haya ka mohu be mitraim le min hayoma hiya wasada we ada ata. Behold, hini, behold, tomorrow, about this time, about this Iowa, hini, mamatira kaeta machara, 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 machara. As yet exalted thou thyself, the I self, as yet exalted thou the I self against me, my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Nay. Behold, look, see, hear this. Hear this. Tomorrow, about this time, this Iowa, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feareth, that respecteth, that reverence, he that respecteth the word of Yahuwah, of Jah, over among the servants of Paro, Pharaoh, made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regardeth, that respecteth not the word of Yahuwah of Jah, over, left his servants and his cattle in the field. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, The tenth miracle, the seventh judgment. Verse 22. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahuwah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground. And Yahuwah rained hail upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. So there was hail and fire, ash, mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Hushan, Goshen, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Paro, Pharaoh, sent and called for Moshe with Aharon and said to them, I have acted up, I have sinned this time, this Iowa. I have sinned. Yahweh Tzadik, Tzadik Yahweh. He who be who he be is righteous, is just. And I and me are wicked, are ratchet. Entreat Yahuwah, for it is enough, it is enough, it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye all shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad mine hands to Yahuwah, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Yahweh, Yahweh is he who be, who he be, his divine majesties. But as for thee, the I and thy servants, I know that ye, y'all, will not yet fear, respect, reverence Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Elohim. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Maftir. The Maftir reading here for this Shabbat, Wa Era, Sabbath, and I appeared here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, Book of the Names, Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 33, for the maftir for this Shabbat Waera. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro et ha'ira. Vayayifarosa kapayo illa Yahuwah. Vayayachedilu ha kolota we ha barada ua matara loa nitaka arza. And Moshe went out of the city from Paro, the great house, and spread forth his hands to Yahuwah, to Jah, over, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro el ha'ir, vayayifrosa kapayo Eliyahuah. And Moshe went out of the city. Vayetze Moshe ma'im paro et ha'ir from Pharaoh and spread forth his hands to Jehovah and the thunders and hail cease. Hakolota, and the rain was not poured upon, the earth. Vayachid delua hakolota vayhabarada ua matara lo yinitak arza, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Uamatar lo nitak
And Moshe, Moses, went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands to Yahuwah, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder would cease, he sinned, he ucked up, he lacked yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, go. As Yahweh, who he be, had spoken by Moshe, by Moses. Thus completes the reading and the feeding, the Aliyah, for this 14th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Vayera, Tegeletuhu. Kabur la kalu, kabur la dinsu, kabur la hailu, glory be to the word, sound, and power, kabur la abinu, la melkenu, glory be to I, Father, Abuna, I, King, Nagusina, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem, Yeshua, Ha Moshiach. Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John!
Rastafari. Yeah. Rastafari. Baruch Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vayeolam natei. Vatokanu Baruch Ata Yahweh Notein HaTorah Sheina.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot 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 Aliyot.
Turning blue, King Pharaoh's plague is beating up.
Send me to the moon.
Yes, 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 oldie but goodie, Durando. Durando with Let My People Go. So right here, 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 let my people.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Here for the Haftarah, the prophets. The prophet's reading right here, first thing first, the Baraka. Prophet's reading coming forward from Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 28, focus verses 25 to chapter 29, verse 21. Here, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the prophets, the Haftarah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim veratzah b'debrehim Hanyamarim ba'emet, Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher ba'torach, uMoshe abdo, uBeisrael ammo, uBenebiei ha'emet watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 25 to chapter 29. Verse 21. Thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh the Elohim Buruku. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers, which have said, My river is my own, and have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick to thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick to thy scales. And I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, thou shalt not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beast of the field, and to the fowls of the heaven. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulders. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at stand. Therefore thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I will bring a sword upon thee and cut off man and beast out of thee. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he hath said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Sin even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it. Neither shall it be inhabited 40 years, And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate. And her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh Buruku, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people whither they were scattered. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Petros, into the land of their habitation. And they shall be there a base kingdom. They shall be the basset of the kingdoms. Neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations. For I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them. But they shall know that I am the Sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore, thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. Amen. Glory to whom words sound and power. Jah Rastafari forever. Besam Gitachim and Ahamit Tachim Yeshua. Amen.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 14. Wa'era, and I appeared. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 14 through 33. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. Romans chapter 9. Elohim's mercy is under his sovereign will. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Tate Wow. Verse 16, Tate Zain. Im Kain Hanomar Sheyesh Awu Be Elohim Khalila Ki Lmoshe Amar We Hanoti Et Asher Ahon We Rahamti Et Asher Arahim We Al Kain Ain Hadabar Lo Biyad Harose We Lo Biyad Harat Ki im biyad ha Elohim ham rachem. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, that he has afore prepared to glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel, and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Osi, in Hosea, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called Bnei El Chai, Bnei Chaliai, the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahweh make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, had left us a seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kaburlakalu, Kaburladimtu, Kaburlakhailu, Kaburlaketamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, Glory to Abinu Melkeinu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together. Welcome with me into the Bing Lounge this afternoon, Mr. Stephen Marley.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, Fort Aragon. How is everyone? Thank you. So we're going to jam a few tunes, yeah? All right. Bless you. Good?
Of his own mind, no man is wrong. So who'll cast the first stone? 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 Steed out in dead at bay. Steed up at a bed, some say them hard, yeah. Judge, I know them soft. A lazy sheep thinks its wool is heavy, but is lifeless without fault. Some ears fall deaf, but some of them hear the call in the name of the God of his own mind, yeah. No man is wrong. So who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone?
Have no way, sweet and convincing in the beginning. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the Word. Glory be to the Word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Glory be to thy Father and thy King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'eshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Be'getachna, Be'medchanetachin, Be'Yesus Christos Sim. Amen.
Hey, them man, they believe they got man money in them 5 pint thing, 10 and pence. Make condition bad for the earth man go. Condition good for you, so you come. Earth equatorial is the night zone. Yeah, the lion of Judah throne. Oh, the lion of Judah throne. Yeah, the lion of Judah throne. Oh, Christians from ages never heard of Jesus Christ. It's just the earth which is burnt to a Christ. Thank you to heaven night. Not the rights of the first estate, as the truth rightly divide. Find your bone, you Luciferian bride. Find your bone, you Luciferian bride. Obedience as they bring out the intellectual light. When lightning rasta struck the key in flight. How to city worker glow where me have a bun ignite. I ancient mother cold fire amnesia. Yeah. Because of them the kind of some nanga rap ya. Whatever the blood manifest ya the picture. First I'm seen as a Isja. Yeah, first I'm seen as Isja. Yeah, as Isja. As Isja. Yeah. No higher reality than parental order. Yeah. In earth as it is in heaven, remember. Where would the even be without life chance to opinion? Apple them cut in five to consult them demon. Trumpet blast to the nation. Trumpet blast to the nation. Yeah, remember your fathers and your mothers and step on the land. Yeah, no exterior armor, branch of deviation. No electrical escape from my current. Combine the love of the people is equal. As I is, yeah. King Alpha and Queen Omega.
In your secret chapter, humble yourself, drunk on this viper. Ay, ay, ay. Slither on the belly for your lack of member. Yeah, Rastaman said I make your back tough is dry. Yeah, Rastaman said I make your back tough is dry. Yeah, filthy is up thinking up ever. Yeah, filthy is up thinking up ever. Yeah, recognize and heal him as he is Jah. 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 As he is Jah.
Adosh Baruku
Baruch Hashem 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 Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name.
What is Shemor? What is his name? They shall say, and they shall say to me, we amru li ma shmo 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 shmo. What is shmo? What is his name? Ma shmo ma omar lehem. What shall I say to them, to them, to them, to them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am, 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 said to Moshe, I am that I am, 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 I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am, have, I am, sent me, me, I, me, to I, you, I, you, Vayomer Elohim, El Moshe, Ehye Hasher, Ehye, 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 Ehye. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim, El Moshe, Ehye Hasher, Ehye, Vayomer Koh, Tomar, Livne Yisrael, Ehye, Shelachani, Elekem, 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 Ehye, Asher, Ehye. And he said, like this, Koh, Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh, Tomar, Livne Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ehye, Shelachani, Ehye, has sent me, Elekem,
to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim,
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 true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me. Have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Wayomer Oda. Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara illa Bnei Yisrael. Yahweh Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ve Ze Zikri Le'dor. Dor, 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 dor.
ሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ El Roimen.
El Shaddai, protect Ayonai, every day we cry. We know our Maronai's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Trinitarian proof, proof of HaShalosh HaKadosh, of Kedush Selassie, of the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. We have Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 3. Trinitarian proof right here. Elohim spoke to Moshe and said to him, I am he who be who he be. Here we pick up with Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And Elohim spake to Moshe and said to him, I, Yahuwah, and I appeared to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Yaakov, Jacob, by El Shaddai. Now, you note in the KJV, it has by and in italics, it says the name of. That is not there, as we point to when we compare and contrast in the Hebrew. Be El Shaddai. By El Shaddai. El Almighty. But by my name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yod Hey, Wow Hey, Yahweh, Wahey. Yahweh, was I not known to them? So now we have this verse right here, just to bring this out in the Hebrew right here, as we are looking at the true Trinity, right? The Hebrew Trinitarian proofs. Here we have, Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe, Vayomer Elayo, Ani Hova, Va'era el Avraham, Illa Yitzhaka, wa illa Yaakov, be El Shaddai, Ushmi Hoa, lo, no da'eti lahem, by my name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey, was I not known to them? Now, the Melaak, Yahuwah, the Melaki Hoa, the angel of Jehovah, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, later mentioned in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, that the patriarchs, the fathers, the patriarchs, the Hebrew patriarchs, did not know him as Yahuwah, did not know the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, as Yahuwah. They knew him as the Melaak of Yahuwah, but not as Yahuwah himself. They did not know him as Yahuwah, as Jehovah, but they did know the Malachi Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, as El Shaddai. Reminding of the Selassie is the chapel. Well, Selassie is the chapel tomb by Barana Selassie and I Rastafari Joseph. This man, that man is the angel. The man is the angel. So they knew the Malachi Yahuwah as El Shaddai, as El Almighty, but not as Yahuwah, as Jehovah. Now, reading Genesis, the Sefer Bereishis, with El Shaddai's statement in mind, what does it reveal to us? This revelation that we have right here, where the Malachi Yahuwah says in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, that the patriarchs, the Hebrew patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, did not know him as Yahuwah, as Jehovah, but as El Shaddai, as El Almighty. Now reading and rereading the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis, with El Shaddai's statement, or this affidavit we have here in mind, and heart and mind, reveals that the Malachi Yahuwah, the angel Jehovah, was known as El Shaddai. Again, reading Genesis Bereishis, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, with El Shaddai's statement in Exodus 6 and 3 in mind, reveals that the Malachi Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, was known as El Shaddai, and that only the narrator, who is Moshe, knew that Habain, that the son, the son of the sustainer, knew that Habain to be Yahweh. The patriarchs, the Hebrew patriarchs, they knew Habain, the Bain, the son, Ben, Habain, they knew the son as the Malachi Yahuwah. They knew the son as the angel of Jehovah and as El Shaddai, but not as Yahuwah, as Jehovah Habain, as Yahuwah Habain. Only the father, only Ha'ab, only the father was known as Yahuwah, as Jehovah. So there are the proto-synaptic, right, Trinitarian, you know, reasonings. That means before Sinai. We have a revelation right here at Sinai and then the connection before Sinai. Along with this Trinitarian proof is verse 8, Exodus chapter 6, verse 8, where he says, I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and I will give it to you for a heritage. Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah. So here we have verse 8. Now bringing this out in the KJV, verse 8, looking at verse 8, and I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear. Now, the swear is that Nasati Yadi, he lifted up his hand, that which I lift up my hand to give to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and I will give it you for a heritage, a divine, this is Ainai divine, the root, the groundation of Ainai divine heritage. He says, Ani Yehoah. He signed off on it, says, I be he who be who he be, to give it as a heritage. So where it says swear in the Hebrew is actually the lifting up, is actually the lifting up of the hand, right? The lifting up of the hand, right, is that which is translated in the KJV as swear, where he says, Na sati eta yadi, I lift up my hand. So lifting up of the hand, the raising up of the hand, the lifting up of the hand. So now discussion on this Trinitarian proof right here is that Yahuwah, that Jehovah Habain, the son, right, the world of Exiavihir, right, Exiavihir, the son, the sustainer as the son, swore with uplifted hand, with an uplifted hand. Asher Nasati Eta Yadi, that which I lift up my Yadi, Nasati Eta Yadi. It suggests that Yahuwah, Jehovah Habain, he who be, we be, Jehovah the Son, was swearing or lifting up his hand with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, Ha'av, 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 and Shemayim, 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 in heaven as a witness. Now we have Matthew chapter 23, verse 22 to bring out. And the Malachi Yahuwah, the Melaach, the angel Jehovah, later said that he swore to the forefathers, the patriarchs, lifted up his hand to bring Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, into the land of Canaan, into the land of Canaan, the Canaan, the Canaanu Anu. We have this in Judges chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. So come, come, come. Make I and I reason on the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Praise thee, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Almighty I, he who be who he be, he who be who he be, 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 be who he be.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect all your night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
And Noah awoke from his wife, and knew what his younger son had done. And he said, cursed be Canaan, blessed be Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land, according to the book I read. Canaan is from Amphib. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the hell is Canaan portion? Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli. Two brothers fighting control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. Esau, Esau, yes, Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check back and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery. Disappeared from the pages of time because of father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. Killing fear, leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Tears and sorrow, today she brings, and now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor, the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. Fight you must for this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. Now listen this, I tell you true, that the king of kings have been shown to you. The king of Israel have been revealed. Open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan.
carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Padamawi, Padamawi, Inflasia.
The whole place is due for
help.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh. The promised land.
Oh, you must
Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Mizmor mem zayin lam natzeach livne korach mizmor. כל העמים תקעו חף, הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה. כי אדוני עליון נורא, מלך גדול על כל הארץ. ידבר עמים תחתנו, ולאומים תחת רגלנו. יבחר לנו את נחלתנו, את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סלע. עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בכל שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם, כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ מאוד נעלה.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Thank you. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mem Zayin, Mizmor Mem Zayin. Psalm XLVII, Psalm 47, La Menatzeach Livnei Korach Mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, to the musical director, the musical leader, La Menatzeach Livnei Korah, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation. Today's daily psalm is themed Elohim HaMelech, Elohim HaMelech, God, the true good, the king. It's a poem on the theme of Psalm 46:11, where it reads, I will be exalted in the earth. It's a theme on the previous psalm, XLVI, Psalm 46, verse 11, in the KJV, that will be verse 10, where it reads, Haripu u'adu ki anoki Elohim, let be still, and know that I am Elohim. Harpu u de u ki anoki Elohim. Arum bagoyim, arum ba'aret. I will be exalted among the nations. Arum bagoyim. I will be exalted among the goyim. Arum ba'aret. I will be exalted in the earth. So on this basis right here, today's daily psalm, the 47th psalm, the Mem Zayin psalm is based upon verse 10, the KJV, verse 10 in the Masoretic, Sefer Tehillim, would be verse 11 of Psalm 46 of the Mem Vav, Mem Wow psalm. The theme that Elohim, the nation's stronghold. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, based on this 10th verse, KJV-wise, 11th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, that reads, let be, or be still, and know that I am Elohim, that I am God. Harpu udu, ki anoki Elohim, arum ba'agori, arum ba'aret. Assyria's defeat. It pronounced Elohim as Melech, as king, to whom all peoples are summoned to pay allegiance. The psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the vocal intonation, word, sound, power, is recited in the synagogue, in the gathering, the together gathering, before the sounding of the shofar, the ram's, the ram's horn, on the new year, a day when the liturgy, and the liturgy, the Kaddish, the liturgy, the Kaddish, it dwells upon the thought of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's universal, universal, non-partial, Elohim's universal, universal sovereignty, sovereignty, the sovereignty, the universal, the universal sovereignty of Ha Elohim. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Elohim Ha Melech. Elohim is the king. Hashem HaMelech. He who be who he be is divine majesty is king. 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 Kol ha'amim tik'u kaf. Hari'u al-Elohim, b'kol harina. Oh, clap your hands, all ye, all your peoples. Kol ha-amin, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, kaf. your hands, clap your hands, call all ha amin, call ha amin, clap your hands, all ye peoples, hariu, 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 shout, hariu, the urah, hariu, le Elohim, le Elohim, shout to Elohim, Hariu Elohim, the Korarina. Shout to Elohim, the true good, the true God, with the voice, the Korarina, the Korarina, with the voice, the call, the call, by way of the voice, in the voice of Rina, in the voice of triumph, in the voice of triumph. Ki Hoa Eliona Nora. Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz Yad Ber Amim Tach Tachetenu Ulehumim Tachat Raglenu Yivhar Lanu Eta Nacheladenu Eta Gaona Yaakov Asha Ahev Selah. Pause. So here we have from verse 1 to verse 4 to the Selah pause. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah is most high, awful, a great king over all the earth. He subdueth peoples under us, under I and I, and nations under our feet, under I and I feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, for I and I, the pride of Jacob, of Yaakov, whom he loveth. Selah. Pause. So we have in this section right here a call to the nations, a call to the Gentiles, a call to the international community, a call to the Goyim. We have a call to the Goyim. Call ha-amim tika'u ha-kaf. Hariu Elohim bekorina, bekorina. Clap your hands, shout Hariu, 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 Hariu Elohim bekorina. The demonstrations which greeted a king, a melek, a negus, even negusa neges, even negusa neges is at Ethiopia, the king of kings of Ethiopia, when he ascended the throne. We have an example here in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 24, and 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 12. The demonstrations, the manifestations which greeted a king when he ascended the throne, the coronation, are called for from the peoples on the acknowledgement of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the supreme ruler of the universe, the supreme ruler of the universe, the universal ruler. Call Ha Amin Tika'u Kaf Hari'u Elohim Bekol Rina Bekol Rina Bekol Rina Ki Hoa Elion Nora Meleka Gadol Al Kol Ha'aret. For he who be, we be Yahuwah Jehovah. For Jehovah is most high, is Elyon. Ki Yahuwah, Ki Yahuwah Elyon, Nora, Nora, dreadful, awful. He's dreadful, he's awful, awe inspiring. Verse 3. Yadaber Amin. Tachetenu, uleumima tachata raglenu. He subdueth peoples under I and I, and nations, and nationalities, nations, the goyim, under I and I feet. Ki Yehovah Elyon, Elyon, Most High, Elyon, Nora, Nora, dreadful, Melech Gadol, a great king, Melech Gadol, Al Kol Haaretz, a great king over all the earth. Yad debera amim tachetenu uleumim tachata raglenu. He subdueth peoples under I and I, and nations under I and I feet. This is a general truth, an objective reality. This is enunciated here, which received then and receiving now, illustration in the victory, the salvation, even the victory of good over evil. Verse 4. Verse 4, Yivhar lanu et nachelatenu et gaon Yaakov asher ahev selah. He chooses an inheritance for us. Yivhar, yivhar, yivhar lanu et nachelatenu. Choosing an inheritance for us. Et gaon Yaakov. Et gaon, the gaon, the gaon of Yaakov, of Jacob, the pride of Jacob. Et gaon Yaakov. Asher Ahiv. Asher Ahiv. Ahiv. Asher Ahiv. Some might not say this. Asher Ohev. Asher Ohev. Which he loveth. Selah. Selah. Pause. Our inheritance. Choosing I and I inheritance, the Nachal, Nachelatenu, Nachelatenu, Yibhar Lanu et Nachelatenu, Nachelatenu, I and I inheritance, the land of Canaan. Therefore, the attempt to drive Israel out was bound to fail. The pride of Yaakov, Geon, the Geon, Geon Yaakov, Geon Yaakov, the inheritance which Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, takes pride as a gift. May Elohim, from Elohim, the true good, the true God, Asher Ahiv, Asher Ahiv, Asher Ohev, which whom he loveth, whom he loveth. The love was demonstrated in the bestowal of the inheritance. Yibachar lanu. Eta nachilatenu, eta geon Yaakov asher ahev, selah, 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 selah.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands.
מזמור ממזיין למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. כל העמים תקעו חף, הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה. כי אדוני עליון נורא, מלך גדול על כל הארץ. ידבר עמים תחתנו, ולאומים תחת רגלנו. יבחר לנו את נחלתנו, את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סלע. עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בקול שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו. כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם. כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ, מאוד נעלה.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
מזמור ממזיין למנצח לבני קורח מזמור כל העמים תקעו חף הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה כי אדוני עליון נורא מלך גדול על כל הארץ ידבר עמים תחתנו ולאומים תחת רגלנו יבחר לנו את נחלתנו את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סנה עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בקול שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם, כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ מאוד נעלה.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Mame, Zain. Mizmor, Mame, Zain. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mim, Zain, Mim, Zain. Mizmor, Mizmor, Mame, Zain. Mizmor, Mame, Zain. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mame, Zain. Psalm XLVII. Lanatseach, Libne Korach, Mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnatseach, Libne Korach. Of the sons, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of the sons of Korah. Lamnatseach, Libne Korach, Mizmor. Kol ha'amim atiku'u kaf, hari'u alelohim bekol rin. Oh, clap your hands. All ye, all your peoples, shout to Elohim with a voice of triumph. Call ha'amim, all the peoples, all ye peoples, call ha'amim. Tiko'u kaf, clap your hands, tiko'u kaf, tiko'u kaf, clap your hands, y'all. Hari'u al Elohim bekol rin. Hari'u, shout. Hari'u al Elohim to Elohim bekol rin. With the voice of triumph, bekol rin. Ki Yoav Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol al kol haaretz. For Jehovah is most high, awful, dreadful, a great king over all the earth.
Ki Yehovah Elyon Nora. Ki for Yehovah, he who be, who he be. Elyon, most high. Nora, awful. Nora, dreadful. Ki Yehovah Elyon Nora. Melech Gadol al kol ha'aretz. A great king. Melech, king. Gadol, great, big, important. Melech Gadol al kol ha'aretz. Upon all the earth, the earthly plane. Al kol ha'aretz. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim tachatar raglenu. He subdueth peoples under us, under I and I, and nations under I and I, under our feet. Yadbir amim tachetenu, yadbir, subduing amim peoples tachetenu, under. Tachat, under I and I, tachetenu. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim. And the nations, the umim, tachat under raglenu, under Einai feet, yadber amim, tachetenu, ul umim, tachat raglenu. A key nuance, importance, there's the amim, amim, the peoples, and there's the umim, the umim, the umim, the nations, the national groups, the umim. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulumim tachat raglenu. Yivchar lanu eta nachelatenu, eta gon Yaakov asher rahe selah. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loveth. Selah, the Asama, pause. Yivchar lanu, he chooses, yivchar, yivchar lanu, lanu, for us, for I and I. Yivchar lanu, et nachelatenu, our inheritance, our nachelatenu, nachelat, nachelat, our inheritance, et nachelatenu. Et gaon, Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the gaon, Yaakov, pride of Jacob, Asher, that which Ahiv, that which he loveth. Etagon Yaakov Asher Ahev Selah. Pause. Allah Elohim Abiyah Teruah. Yahuwah B'kol Shofar. Elohim is going up amidst shouting. Allah Elohim Bi Teruah. Elohim Ali is up, ascends. Allah. Allah Elohim Bi Teruah. Amidst the Teruah. Amidst the shouting, Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Jehovah he who be who he be, Yahuwah b'kol, by way of the voice, shofar, amidst the sound, the voice of the horn, amidst the sound of the shofar, the ram's horn, Allah Elohim bi teruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Zamru Elohim zameru, Zamru limalkenu zameru. Sing praises to Elohim, sing praises, Isis, sing praises, Isis, to I and I King, to our King. Sing praises, sing Isis. Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, Elohim, Zameru. Sing Isis, chant praises. Zamru, le Malkenu. Chant Isis, Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, le Malkenu. For Malkinu, for I and I, Elohim, for I and I, King. Malkinu, Le Malkinu, Zameru. Zamru, Elohim, Zameru. Zamru, Le Malkinu, Zameru. Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elohim. Zamru, Maskil. For Elohim is the King of all the earth. Ki, for Melech, King. Kol Haaretz. All the earth, the earthly plane, call Haaretz Elohim. For Elohim is king of all the earth, of the entirety of the earthly plane. Ki melech kol Haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis, y'all. Zamru. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis. Sing your praises, Isis, in a skillful song. Or elsewhere, I think KJV says, sing praises, chenizes with understanding. Zamru masakil. Ki melech kol haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim yashab al kiseh kadsho. Elohim reigneth, ruleth, is king, rulers over the nations. Malak Elohim, Al Goyim. Elohim sitteth upon his holy, his set apart throne. Elohim Yashab, Al Kisei Kadisho. Elohim Yashab, Elohim sitteth, Elohim is enthroned. Elohim Yashab, all upon Kisei, the throne, Kadisho, his holy throne, the throne of his holiness, his islandness. Malak Elohim, Al Goyim. Elohim Yashab, Al Kisei Kadisho. Nidibe Amim Nesafu Am Elohe Avraham Ki Lelohim Amagine Eret Nod Na'ilah. The princes of the peoples are gathered together, the people of the God, the Elohim of Avraham. For to Elohim belongeth the shields of the earth. He is greatly exalted. Nidibe Nidibei Amin, the princes of the Amin, of the peoples. Nidibei Amin. Nesafu, Nesafu are gathered together. Nesafu are gathered together. Am, the people. Elohe of the Elohim of Abraham. Am Elohe Abraham, the people of the Elohim of Abraham. Ki le Elohim, for to Elohim ki. Le Elohim, Le Elohim, Ki Le Elohim, for to Elohim, Magine, Eretz, Magine, the shields, the Magin, the Magine, the shields of Eretz, of the earth, of the earthly plane. Me'od, greatly, Me'od, Na'ilah, he is greatly exalted, he is greatly exalted, Me'od, Na'ilah. Mizmor, Mim, Zayin. Maim zain min zain, lam natsiach libnei korach mizmor. Kol ha'amim tika'u kaf, hari'u l'Elohim bekol rinna. Ki yo'a elyon nora, meleka gadol al kol haretz, yadbir amima tachetenu, ulumim tachata raglenu, yibhar lanu eta nachlatenu, eta gon yaikov asherahev selah. Allah Elohim bi yatarua, Yahuwah bekol shofar. Zamru Elohim, Zameru, Zamru le Malkinu Zameru, Kia Meleka Kol Haaretz Elohim, Zamru Maskil, Malak Elohim Al Goyim, Elohim Yashab Al Kisei Kadisho, Nidibe Amim Nesafu, Am Elohe Abraham, Ki Lelohim Magine Eretz, Mod
Come on, people!
Joshua's name. Israel praise his holy name. Oh, righteous people now, give his holy name the praise. It's time for Israel to hail the King. Knowing Yahweh is his name. Come on, my people, and shout.
May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of 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 all the days.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year, I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
And here, here. Shema Yisrael, here, give ear, Yisrael. Here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Mizmor Mem Zayin, Mizmor Mem Zayin. Psalm 47, here, here, here. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Opening verse, Psalm 47, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Here, here, here. Lam natziach libnei korach mizmor. Call laha'amim, tika'u kaf, for the leader, la menatzeyach, for the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeyach, libnei korach, for the sons of Korah, mizmor, a psalm, mizmor, a chant, mizmor, Isis, la menatzeyach, libnei korach, mizmor, call ha'amim, tik'u kaf, O clap your hands, all ye peoples. Call ha amim, all. Call ha the amim, all the peoples. Call ha amim, all ye peoples. Tik'u kaf, clap your hands. Tik'u kaf, O clap your hands, all ye peoples. Clap your hands. Lanatseach, Livne Korach Mizmor. Call Ha Amin. Tikka'u ka. These words right here, opening two verses Hebraically, the superscription and first verse in the Hebrew, the first and the second verse, for the leader, the chief musician, a psalm, a chant, Isis of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, call ha'amim, tika'u kaf, clap your hands. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. These words, zehu she'amar ha'katub, are to be considered in the light of the verse from Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, that reads, when the righteous are increased, the people rejoice. But when the wicked, the ratchet, be a rule, the people sigh. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Be rebot tzadikim yismach ha'am. But when the wicked beareth rule, u bimshol rasha. But when the rasha, the ratchet rule, u bimshol rasha ye anach ha'am. The people mourn. Here at the KJV, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Birbot tzadikim yismach ha'am. Ua bimshol rasha ye'anach am. When the wicked, the ratchet, rule in the world, all men sigh, ye'anach am. Yanach am, all men sigh and are distressed, downpressed and distressed, and no man walks about with his head up. As Solomon says, even in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon and the Mashal, in Proverbs 28:28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Bikum rishaima yisatir adama uva avadama yerubuts adikim. Here, KJV, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Bikum rishaim, bikum in rising, kum, bikum rishaim, the ratchet in rising, bikum rishaim, yisatir Adam hide themselves. Adam hides himself. Man hides himself. Yisatir Adam. Uva avdama yerubu tzadikim. Uva beabdam yerubu tzadikim. But when they perish. Uva beabdam. Uva beabdam. But when they perish. Uva beabdam yerubu tzadikim. Yerubu increase. Yerubu tzadikim. The righteous, the tzadikim, increase. Bikuma rishaim yisatir adama ube abdama yerbu tzadikim. Grievous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, is the day when He gives power to one man to rule over another and other to the other's heart, to the other's hurt. Therefore, Scripture says, even in Kohelet, even in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, what time one man had power over another is to his hurt. What time one man had power over an other is to his hurt. Et kol ze raiti, we'e natona et libi, lechola ma'ese ashera na'ese tachata ha'shamesh, Eit asher shalata ha'adama be'adama le'ra lo. Here, the fuller verse, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, here, the King James Version. All this have I seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt, to his own hut. Et kol zeh, all this. et kol ze raiti, raiti, I have seen, with naton et libi, and given heart to, the naton et libi, with naton et libi, and applied my heart, lekol ma'ese, lekol ma'ese, to every work, lekol ma'ese asher na'isa tachat ha'shamesh, to every work that is done under ha'shamesh, under the shamesh, ha'shamesh, under the sun. Ait asher shalat ha'adam bi'adam li'ra lo. There's a time, ait, asher, a time wherein shalat ha'adam, shalat, one man, Adam, one Adam, shalat, ruleth over, shalat ha'adam bi, Adam, li'ra, lo, li'ra, to his own hurt, la'u, for him, li'ra, la'u. Et kol ze, ra'iti, we'en naton et libi, li'kol ma'ese, asher na'isa tachat ha'shamesh, ait asher shalat ha'adam, bi'adam, li'ra, la'u. And also, scripture says, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 2, behold, it is harsh and bitter for the Lord, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand. Hine chazaka we amit ala Yahua k'zarema barada sha'ara katev k'zarema mayima ka'birima shotfima hien yach la aretz abiyad. Here, full of verse, the KJV, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 2. Behold the Lord hath a mighty and strong one. That is, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Hear. That was one reading from one manuscript. Here, very same verse. Hine, behold, chazak, strong, we're amitz. So the translation here, behold, it is a harsh and bitter. Hine, behold, chazak, harsh, strong, we're amitz, and bitter. La Adonai, for Adonai. K'zarema barad sa'ar, katev, k'zarema mayima kabrima shotfi, haniyach la'aretz abiyad. Here, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand. What can biyad, la'aretz, the earth, biyad, under a yad, under a hand, mean, except under the hand of a man who has power over one like himself? It is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mem, Zain, Psalm 47, O clap your hands, tik'u kaf, O clap your hands. Lama, why? Because the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, of the ratchet, the scepter of the rulers that smote the peoples in wrath. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Even here in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Shavar Yahuwah mate rishaim, shavet amushlim, make amim be'evra, nacha shakta kol haaretz, patuchu rina. Shahova, he has broken. Shabar Yahuwah. He who be has broken. Matei Rishai, the staff, the staff of the Rishayim, of the ratchet, Shevet Amoshli, Shevet, Shebet, Shebet, the scepter, the Shebet, Moshli, of the rulers, Makeh Amima Be'era, that smote the peoples in wrath, Makeh, that hit Amim, the peoples, Be'era, Be'era, in Evra, in wrath, Nachat Shakta, Kol Ha'aretz, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Nacha shakta, at rest, quiet. Kol ha'aretz, all ha'aretz, the earthly plane. Patzuchu rina, patzuchu rina. They break forth into singing. Patzuchu rina. As scripture says also in Nahum chapter 3, verse 19, all that hear the report of thee, of the eye, clap the hands over thee. Call Shomaya Shimecha, Takukha Fa Alecha. All that hear the report of thee, of the eye, call all Shomay, Shomay, call Shomay. All the hearers call Shomay, Shimecha, Shimecha, Shimecha. The report of the eye, male, Shimecha, call a Shomaya Shimecha, Taku Kaf, clap, clap the hands, Taku Kaf, clap the hands, Aleka, 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 over the eye, call a Shomaya Shimecha, Taku Kaf, Aleka, Taku Kaf, Aleka, clap the hands, as a gesture of unconcealed exaltation. For HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will do away with the dominion of mortals over you. As it is said, even in today's Psalm, hear, Mizmor, Mim Zain, Mem Zain, Psalm 47, here at the third verse, the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. For he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is most high. Ki Yahuwah Elyon, for he who be who he be, is Elyon, Elyon, most high. Nora, awful, terrible, dreadful, Nora. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol, great king, king, big king, important king, Melech Gadol, Melech Gadol, Al Kol Haaretz, over all the earth, over all the earthly plane, Al Kol Haaretz, earth's rightful ruler, Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol, Kol Al Kol Haaretz. He shall subdue the peoples under us, under I and I, and the nations under I and I feet. Hear the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, hebraically speaking, today's daily psalm. Yadbir amim tachteinu, ualeumim tachata ragleinu. He subdueth peoples under us. Yadbir amim tachteinu, and nations Ualeumim, and nations ulumim, tachat, under tachat, ragleinu, under I and I feet, ragleinu. Yadbir amim atachteinu, ulumim, tachat, ragleinu. Matai zeh, when, according to the Hey verse, the next verse of today's daily psalm, when he shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, the excellency of Yaakov. Yivhar, Yivhar lanu, he chooses for us. Yivhar lanu et nachlatenu, nachlatenu, our nachlatenu, aina inheritance. Et gaon Yaakov, the prize, the excellency, the majesty of Jacob. Et gaon Yaakov, asher rahev, whom he loveth, selah. And here, a midrash note right here, concerning the excellency of Yaakov, the Gaon, Yaakov. By this phrase, according to the Targum, the interpretation, Ha Hekal, the temple is meant. According to this phrase, the Gaon Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the excellency of Jacob, the majesty of Jacob, by this phrase, Gaon Yaakov, according to the Targum, the interpretation, HaHekal, the temple is meant. Another comment, when will Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, choose us, I, and give us, I, our, I, inheritance? When, according to today's Psalm, the 8th verse, the 9th verse, God will sit up on, upon the throne of his holiness, his islandness, his set apartness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. Elohim sitteth, is enthronedness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. Up on the throne, al kisek ad sho, of his islandness, of his set apartness, his holiness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. As scripture says, even in Haggai, chapter 2, verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the goyim, the nations. In that day, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, of governments, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the Gentiles, the goyim. In that day. V'hafachtiya kiseya mamlechota, v'hishamatiya choseka mamlechota hagoyim bayom hahu. And I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms. V'hafachti kiseya mamlechot, and I will overthrow, v'hafachti, the throne of kingdoms, kisei mamlechot, and I will destroy the strength, and I will destroy the strength. Where hishmati chozek, where hishmati chozeka, of the kingdoms of the nations, mamlechot hagoyi, in that day, bayom hahu, in that day. Where hafakti kisei mamlechot, where hishmati chozeka mamlechot hagoyi, bayom hahu. And as Daniel says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Chazei Yahvit, Chazei Huwei Ta'adadi Yakar Savanna Remir, We Atika Yomina Yitir. I beheld, Chazei, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit. Chazei, Hiweita adadi yakar savanna remiyo, we atika yomina yitib. When will Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true God, sit? When will the true God be enthroned? When, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, when saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. When will Ha'elohim sit, be enthroned? When saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Ve'alu, Aloa Moshaima Behar Siona Lishpota Etahar Aisau. We Haita La Yahua Hama Luka. Hear, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. When saviors shall come up, shall aliyah up. We Alu Moshaim, saviors, Moshaim, we alu Moshaim, shall come up on Mount Zion, Behar Zion, on Har Zion, and the kingdom, Hamluka, and the kingdom shall be he who be. We Haita La Yahuwah Hamluka. Rav Yehuda, Judah Bar Nachman, said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, when Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, the sanctified one, the set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, rises up for judgment and sits and is enthroned on the throne of judgment, Ha Shofar, the ram's horn, the ram's horn is blown. He turns the measure of justice again and again, shuv, shuv, to the measure of chesed, to the measure of mercy, of grace. In wrath, he rises up for judgment, but as the sound of Hashofar, the ram's horn rises up in a blast. At the sound of Hashofar, he becomes Lord Adonai, Adoni, Lord of mercy. O Lord of his mercy. Here. A midrash note here. Usually this verse is rendered amidst shouting, the Lord amidst the sound of the horn. This verse here from today's psalm, Mizmor Mim Zayin, Psalm 47. The sixth verse Hebraically that reads, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, Yahuwah, Bekol Shofar, Elohim is going up, Elohim Ali is up, Allah ascends, Elohim ascends, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, amidst the teruah, the shouting, teruah, the blast, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Bekol, by way of the voice, Bekol, on the voice, Bekol, Shofar, on the voice of the shofar, the ram's horn. Allah Elohim bitruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar. So, as the sound, the call shofar, of the shofar, ha-shofar, the ram's horn, rises up in a blast. Bitruah, bitruah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, b'kol shofar. At the sound of the shofar, he who be, who he be, becomes he who be, who he be, of chesed, chasto, of his mercy, his grace, and he deals mercifully, graciously, for the term, Lord, in its sense of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, and Adonai, connotes mercy, chesed, the chesed, mercy, the Hebrew grace, chesed, as we have in Shemot and Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, The Lord, merciful and gracious. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah el rachum v'chanun rekapayi v'rav chesed v'emet. Here. Shemot, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, the full verse. And he who be, who he be, yod hey, wehey, Yahuwah. Pass by before him. Waya'abor, Hebrew, crossed over. Waya'abor, Yahuwah, Alpanayo. And proclaim, Wayikra, and called out, Wayikra, and proclaimed and called out, Wayikra, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, he who be, who he be, El, Almighty, true power. True good, true God, El Rachum V'Chanun, El Merciful and Gracious, Erekapayi, Long Suffering, Long Nose, Erekapayi, V'Rav Chesed, V'Rav and Nuf, Rav, V'Rav Chesed and Rav, Nuf in Chesed, in goodness, Chesed, V'Emet, and Truth. Vayavor Yahuwah alpanayo. Vayikra Yahuwah el rachum v'chanun erekapayim v'rav chesed
Yeah! Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, a good, strong, sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong, good strong, good strong. Good.